Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with 2004 Olympian and the 2005 200 and 100-yard breaststroke NCAA division champion, Caroline Bruce, who's now a junior swimmer with Stanford University. Caroline was recently selected as CollegeSwimming.com's and Swimming World Magazine's College Female Swimmer of the Week for her recent performances against USC last weekend, where she recorded A cut times in both breaststroke events. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me.
I understand you're on your way from the weight room to the pool.
I am, yes. Just got done with some weights, headed over to the pool to do a few-hour workout.
Oh, and how often are you in the weight room?
We actually are in the weight room 3 to 4 days a week this year, so we're doing a little more than in past years, but, I mean, it's working out really well this year.
And then as far as your water sessions, are you guys, you're coming off of your holiday training?
Yeah, we just got done with holiday training about 2.5 weeks ago when we had to start classes again. So we're back kind of on a normal schedule of doing doubles 3 days a week and swimming every afternoon. So it's a little more low-key, but still pretty intense right now.
Well, it sounds like Stanford's just having a great season. You guys are top-ranked, and it just must be really fun this time.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, this year has been amazing. I am now a junior here, so this is my third year here, and, I mean, never since I've been here have we been ranked number one, and so just seeing all the teams, so excited about it, and just, I mean, having a new coach, it's huge for me, so, I mean, it's been such a great year so far, so we're excited to see how it's going to turn out in the end.
Well, we're all watching the Stanford Cardinal women and Lee Maurer. I know Lee's just doing an outstanding job, and she spoke very, very highly of you. But before we get into your races, let's just talk a little bit about last season. You know, last season you sat out. You had shoulder surgery. You know,
right?
Why did you have to have surgery, and how's it doing now?
It's actually kind of a unique story, actually, for swimmer. I was swimming the summer of 2005 at a swim meet and ended up diving in the pool and hitting another swimmer in the pool and dislocated my shoulder. And from that point on out, every time I, like, moved it or anything, it would subflex again out of my shoulder. And so we tried for a few months to try and get back into it, you know, and do a bunch of rehab. I took a month off thinking maybe that would help, but nothing really worked. Ended up seeing like 5 or 6 doctors and finally decided last January that I just probably couldn't make it through the season. So ended up having surgery a year ago. So the recovery, I mean, since then has been, I mean, it's been long and I'm actually still doing physical therapy a few days a week, but I mean, it's coming along really great. So I'm pretty excited.
When did you get back in the water?
They told me I had to take about 3 months off, and then I slowly started coming back. I mean, I started just, like, vertical kicking and then just normal kicking, and they started me out doing, like, 100 a day. So that was kind of weird at first, but I slowly grew back, and I started fully training just this past September.
Has your training been compromised? Do you think you'll be treating training differently now?
I mean, I definitely look at it in a different light now. I mean, just like every day I go to practice, I'm so thankful that I'm actually able to swim again and swim back to what I used to do because, I mean, I had to take basically a whole year off. But, I mean, there's a few things here and there that I can't do, but most of it has to do with, like, weights or dry land and stuff. But, I mean, my shoulder is holding up great so far, and so we're pretty encouraged by that.
Have you changed your pre-warm-up, your stretching, or your warm-down procedure because of this?
I mean, a little bit. I still, they kind of told me it's going to maybe be kind of sore and stuff till I'm done swimming, and so I have to, like, take Advil before I race and ice after every day after practice and stuff, but, I mean, it's just little things here and there. It's nothing, like, big that I have to alter to my actual practice, but just kind of remembering to do a few things here and there just to kind of keep my shoulder in good shape.
Was there ever a point during this phase that you felt like you may not be able to continue? And if so, what motivated you to continue?
Yeah, there definitely was. I definitely, like I said before, I saw multiple doctors. And, I mean, whenever you see doctors, you know, everyone kind of has a different opinion on what's going on in your shoulder and what the best thing to do for it is. But I had a few doctors tell me that I probably wouldn't be able to come back to what I had been. And some even that told me that I probably shouldn't swim again. And that was really hard for me to kind of, you know, like, hear and, like, consider and stuff, but I finally found a doctor that really believed in me and really believed that he could get me back to what I was. And so I think, too, one thing that kept me going was just, like, knowing I had a whole team behind me supporting me the whole time, and no matter what happened, they were going to be there for me.
Well, let's talk about this season and the races. You've got to be excited. I mean, your best on record is a 59.55, I guess.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
And last week, boy, you had some a real shootout with USC standout Rebecca Soni.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, Rebecca Soni and I have actually been really good friends for a while now and roomed together last summer at World University. So, I mean, it's always such a joy to see her and then get to race her because, I mean, she's incredible. She's a great competitor and always fun to race. And so, I mean, it definitely was kind of a test to see where we were both at, though, because, I mean, she won the Tuna Breath last year and I won it 2 years ago, so it's kind of, you know, a big duel. But, I mean, it was a great race. I was real excited for where I'm at right now. I'm not quite back on my best times, but I still have taper to go, so I'm very encouraged where I'm at right now.
Well, you know, I would think that being less than 2 seconds away from your lifetime best mid-season.
Right, yeah.
How does that compare to previous mid-season races?
It's actually, I mean, right on, or if anything, ahead of what I was freshman year. So that was pretty exciting, too, knowing that I hadn't even done full training yet at that point. And, I mean, just going those times is something I definitely did not see coming. But, I mean, it's been great with my team and my coaches. They believed in me the whole way. And, I mean, even when I kind of didn't believe in myself. So that definitely helps the whole situation.
Yeah, in that 200 breaststroke, I mean, 208.67 is, you know, your best, and now you're a little over 3 seconds away right now with a 211.31.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, it's very encouraging looking ahead for, I mean, just about a month from now, knowing that, you know, once the taper hits, and maybe I'm looking at some best times again, so yeah. I'm very excited.
Well, so with the NCAAs coming up, what's going to be the plan after that?
After NCAAs is over, I'm going to just continue to train and train for this summer. A lot of teams were selected last summer, which I actually didn't get to qualify for, but I'm kind of still looking ahead to 08 trials, which, I mean, are coming up closer than I expected, and so they're just around the corner. But I'll definitely keep up the training, and I'm going to stay out at Stanford this summer to stay with Lee and stay with my team and kind of, you know, just get a good base for the following year.
Are you still in contact with Coach Eric Nelson at the Wichita Swim Club, which is your...
I definitely am, yep. He's a very good friend of mine, and we will definitely, I mean, we talk on and off all the time, and he always will call me after my meets and stuff. But, yeah, he's, I mean, been a great coach, and, I mean, every time I go home, I love training under him, and he's just been a huge supporter in everything I've done.
Caroline, you were a 2004 Olympian. You attended Athens. You won two NCAA titles. What's really the goal that you want to accomplish right now?
I think, I mean, looking ahead for this season, one thing that, I mean, always has seemed pretty special to me is winning an NCAA team championship. So it's kind of what's been on my mind recently. And, I mean, we just have such an incredible team this year, and I'd really like to see that come true. And so as of right now, I mean, that's definitely what I'm looking for. And I know a big part of that would be, you know, maybe helping my team out by winning a few individual titles myself just to help the team's goals. But so, I mean, going into NCAAs, I'm kind of looking at that. And then just around the corner next year would be tryouts for the Olympic Games again. And, I mean, I'd love to be on that team again. It was such an amazing experience in Athens. And I just learned so much and got so much out of it. And, I mean, I'm definitely going to do everything I can to try and get on the team again.
So, and how's the studies going?
The studies are good, yeah. I'm actually currently studying communications, so I declared my major this year and am doing a focus in broadcasting, so I'm hoping maybe one day to work for ESPN, maybe.
Or Swimming World TV, come on.
There you go, something along those lines. So, I mean, I just love working with sports and different things, so that's kind of what my focus is right now. So we'll kind of see where it takes me, but it's kind of been a dream of mine for a long time.
Do you plan on graduating on time?
I actually, since I got a red shirt from this past year, I will be staying out here an extra year, so, and I'm swimming again that for my fifth year, so I'm actually staying an extra year, and so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my whole major, and might end up getting a master's or doing a double major. So I'm trying to figure that out right now. There's really no details, but I'll get back to you.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again.
Yeah, and congratulations on being voted Swimming World Magazine's female
college. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we wish you lots of luck. This is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world. Thank you.